What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. The Abyss claims another one. Now, this article was published on the 18th of June. Clarendon County man calls dispatch to say he choked his girlfriend. My. Sounds like someone decided to set Circle William on his girlfriend. Now, all of my Navy guys will know exactly what I mean by what I just said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A 61-year-old man has been arrested after deputies say he choked his girlfriend to deletion. According to a news release from the Clarendon County Sheriff's Department, Thomas Kramer, 61, called Clarendon County Dispatch to say he choked his girlfriend and she was not breathing. Deputies arrived at a home on Nicole Drive in the Buckhorn subdivision and found a woman lying on the floor in the master bedroom. She was pronounced deleted by Clarendon County Fire Rescue, the sheriff's office said. After an interview with Kramer, deputies determined he and his girlfriend were in a domestic fight and Kramer hit and choked her. The couple lived together on Nicole Drive. Kramer was arrested and charged with termination. He is currently being held at the Clarendon County Detention Center. The Sheriff's Department said in a news release that the woman was identified as Robin Gano, 58. Well. Hopefully, this guy will say this is what we were fighting about. However, for you women out there, I know so many movies and TV shows have depicted smaller women tossing around larger men. And that programming has been filtered into far too many damn women, and they honestly believe in this day and age, especially in this current environment, that they can go toe-to-toe with a grown-ass man. Nope. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Four location went down in their home. Gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hands of hate strike again. So I'm gonna give that a 20. Psychological impact. Doesn't seem like it was a bloody scene, so I'm gonna give that a 25. And for the brutality factor, up close, personal, she got paws put on her. And once again, gentlemen, his face was the last thing she saw before it all faded to dark. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 25. So Thomas, choke out Kramer, gets a score of 80. Ladies, I know you're never going to get the message. And hey, I'm cool with it. It provides endless articles for me to cover. Why? Because, once again, far too many women have been brought up in a society to where they have not experienced the repercussions for their own violent ways. They were having a domestic fight, which meant, obviously, she was giving as well as she got. So no, ladies, do not think you can put your hands on a man and that man is supposed to restrain himself. Yeah, a lot of older men still have that programming of, I'll never hit a woman no matter what. However, like I said before, this was going to be a year where a lot more men were going to break those chains of restraint. Men are not having it anymore. All of this equality that's been beaten into men, yeah, guess what? Now you're definitely getting treated equally. The world of man is a violent world. We all know as men, we are taught early, hey, when you get into it with a man, there's always a 50-50% chance things will get physical. There are certain lines you do not cross with a man. However, women are brought up in a world of, oh, men are never supposed to hit you no matter what. That way, as a byproduct, you can be as much of an asshole to men as you want. Well, the chickens have come home to roost. More and more men are saying, fuck that. You put hands on me, guess what? I'm going to give you that equality. And guess what? This is another woman who decided that she was going to fight her man, and it ended up not ending well for her. Hey, it is what it is. She's not the first, and by a long shot, she will not be the last. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you modern women, particularly you modern Western women, who still believe somehow, some way, there's some magical force shield that's protecting you whenever you decide to get violent with the man in your life, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think society grants you, the invisible force shield that society grants you, which is an illusion, by the way, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to use the absolutely corrupt Duluth model as a sword slash shield against your man, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, this current environment is not an environment that you want to get on a man's bad side. Trust me, you don't. But guess what? I know that that warning is going to go unheeded. So I'm just going to sit back, relax, keep watching the news, and keep seeing what happens when men finally say, fuck it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.